pinholes for a variance of theme. Balanced flamingo, vegetarian of green. We're just some minnows in aquariums of dreams, but I'll follow the lead stream queen, and I can't wait for the day you say we're coming.
I guess I can run it off. But this, okay. Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. We have ignition. We have liftoff. Out and about is a go. All systems are nominal. Good afternoon, out and abouters. You are listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane on 88.1 and 92.3 FM. Well, no guests today. Well, actually, a lot of guests today because I've got a recording thanks to KYRS's own Linnea, who got me a recording of all the speakers at the Gender Freedom Rally and March. And so I'm going to play those. Now, one of these speakers got cut off because the battery was, the batteries ran out in the recorder. But so during the battery switch, this person got cut out. But you know what? I will have this person in the studio to give a live speech. So let's get, well, first, before we do that, you know what we have to do? We have to read from On Tyranny. We're going to do that right now. Here we go. Number 8, stand out. Someone has to. It is easy to follow along. It can feel strange to do or say something different. But without that unease, there is no freedom. Remember Rosa Parks. The moment you set an example, the spell of the status quo is broken, and others will follow. And this, of course, is from Timothy Snyder's On Tyranny, number 8. And it's he goes on in this chapter to talk about how things become the norm that are actually pretty awful, and we all just get used to the pretty awful until somebody starts making something good the norm. So we're going to do that. And we're going to start off with, we're basically going to start playing some of these speeches, and we'll be back and do some business a little bit later. Here we go. This is part one of the Gender March, which took place on March 22nd.
We're here in defiance, celebrating trans lives, mourning those lost, and showing solidarity against a regime that seeks to eradicate us. Two trans individuals' lives were taken within the same month. These deaths come less than a month after half a dozen executive orders against the transgender community were signed and the Trump administration took office. Tahiri Broom was a 29-year-old black trans woman who was shot in broad daylight in Michigan by a man she was meeting. Sam Nordquist was a 24-year-old black trans man from Minnesota who was tortured for a month before eventually succumbing to his injuries, murdered by five people who subjected him to horrific abuse. These deaths are unacceptable. They are the acts of people emboldened by hateful rhetoric and anti-trans actions. They are the result of the hate the trans and gender expansive community is facing from a government that is supposed to be for the people. We raise our fists against this injustice. We will not stand for the government taking our lives, our ability to travel, our health care, our participation in sports and the military. We won't let them remove our protections and ability to live without a fight. Something to keep in mind while you're fighting. Love the people you're fighting for more than you hate your enemy.
Yes.
Hate your enemy. We hate Donald Trump. We hate Elon Musk. We hate RFK and J.D. Vance. But we love the people. But love the people you're fighting for more. Love your transgender, non-binary, genderqueer, intersex, two-spirit, and gender-expansive neighbors, friends, and community members.
Yeah. Yeah.
Connect with us. Participate in our events. Ask respectful questions. Get to know our struggles. And fight tirelessly against the storm of oppression we're facing. We can't fight this alone. We need our allies supporting us in this critical time. Take action. Trans and gender expansive friends, don't give up. You are not alone in this fight. Take a look at all the people around you here to fight with you. Talk to those people, connect with people, find your allies, find other trans and gender expansive people. They are here in this crowd, they are here at events, they are here taking action. Engage with your local trans community. Ask for the resources you need, and we're here for you. We all stand in solidarity against the acts of violence against our community. We stand against the Trump administration's actions that erase us. We will not be erased. Our existence is resistance. 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 Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lewis. Lewis does have one of our first trans empresses as part of the Imperial Sovereign Court of Spokane and our current Miss Trans USA, Beyonce Black St. James. Hello, hello, everyone. How's everyone doing out there? First, I would like to say that you all look so, so beautiful. Give yourself a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to say that being in the community of Spokane, it wasn't always easy, but I would like to say that it's been love. I didn't have such a hard time growing up here in Spokane. I've actually had it pretty easy. The community here in Spokane does accept us. They do love us. And sometimes we have to work hard to change the narrative of people who don't understand why we are who we are. We just woke up like this? No, we were born this way. Yeah. It's in our blood, it's in our DNA. And the reason I wanted to speak, I want to say thank you to everyone who spoke before me, is that it's important to be out loud and being seen. Take up space. It's important to be that space that they don't want us in. They say that we are such a big deal. We only present 1% of the real issue that's out there. 1%, and you're worried about us. We speak love. We don't speak hate. We speak peace. We speak acceptance. We want equality for all. We don't want no one to fear. And we know our children is our future. I worry about our children, our beautiful trans children that are growing up not being able to live their authentic self or be their truth because we have someone in office who wants to erase our very existence. We have to be able to be the voice for our children because our children is what's going to be able to take care of us when we get old. It's important. And it starts by going to the people who are in office making these rules and these regulations trying to stop us. Anybody, take your phone out. It's important to reach everyone who's important that's up there and tell them they need to knock it off. They need to stop. Because we're aunties, we're uncles, we're brothers, we're sisters, we're children. We have the same right to love just like anyone else does. And they have no right to take that from us. And to our allies, we need you more than ever. Listen, allies, we need you more than ever. I want to say it one more time to our allies. We need you more than ever. It takes one person to stand up for us and say, knock it off, that's not right. It takes one person to talk to another friend and say, hey, my sister is trans, and I love her, and she's a peaceful person, and she do good in this community. She's not a hateful person. She don't start no nonsense. She just wants to live her best life. It takes that one person to stand up for someone who's being bullied at school and picked on when they feel like they want to end their life because they're not accepted and they feel like they're not valuable or they're not needed in this world. I used to be one of those people that feared that I was not welcome here. I had the demon of suicide in me. But you know what? It took one person to say, I love you. You are valuable. You are needed. And you have every right to be here to breathe the air that I breathe. And I'm here standing before you as the first Black African-American trans woman to ever be able to be crowned in Washington State as Miss Trans USA. I'd like to give a shout out to the Puget Sound Court because they have definitely helped groom me and help me fight the fight. And I would like to say thank you to Trans Spokane and Out Spokane. Maddie, where are you at, Maddie? I don't see you. Oh, Spokane Pride, sorry. Spokane Pride. Thank you guys for having me come out. And I can't wait to march with you beautiful people and stand up for what's right, and that's love and peace. Thank you. Thank you so much, Beyonce. Our next speaker coming down today is Ari from the Party of Socialism and Liberation. Ari?
Hi, everybody. Yes, so my name is Ari. My pronouns are they, them, and I am a member of the Party for Socialism and Liberation. We are all here today to defend and protect our rights from the egregious attacks of Trump and the billionaire agenda. Trump and his corporate cronies think they can wipe trans existence off the map. No. They think they can scare us into submission, chase us into the forgotten corners of society, and leave us to rot. No. What this administration and the ruling class of billionaires don't seem to understand is that trans existence is impossible to erase. And our resistance will never be crushed. They can scrub our legacy from every website. They can vilify and ostracize us, but they will never make us disappear. By our very existence as trans and gender non-conforming people, we pose a direct threat to the social order that the ruling class seeks to impose. This is why they fear us, and this is why they seek to turn the rest of the working class against us. And Trump's attacks don't stop with the trans community. This is an all-out war on all working class and oppressed people. The scapegoating and demonization of trans people and immigrants is a ploy to distract and divide the broader working class, while the ruling class of billionaires is actively stealing more and more wealth from all of us. We are seeing this in the attacks on every single social safety net and reform that has ever been won throughout the history of working class struggle in this country. We are entering an era of renewed, intensified repression, but our liberation struggle is not new. In the 1960s and 70s, the revolutionary efforts of Marsha P. Johnson and Sylvia Rivera, two trans women of color, propelled the LGBTQ rights movement forward. Sylvia and Marsha understood two fundamental truths about the struggle for liberation. One, that solidarity, working class solidarity, across gender, race, and sexuality is not just a moral duty, but is far and above the only path to liberation for all of us. And second, that the root of oppression and suffering is the capitalist system as a whole. Sylvia and Marsha were staunchly anti-capitalist and pro-socialist because they understood that patriarchal and white supremacist ideals are rooted in capitalist interests. We need to be as clear-eyed in our understanding as Sylvia and Marsha were. We need to see that Trump is a symptom of a bigger problem. Our fight is not won when Trump leaves office. Our fight is not won when we elect Democrats into positions of political power where they do absolutely nothing to safeguard our rights. We are kidding ourselves if we think the Democrats will save us or protect us from these attacks on our autonomy and our safety. Since the 2024 election, so-called progressive Democrats across the board have been regurgitating anti-trans rhetoric, left and right. In 2020, Biden campaigned on the promise to codify Roe v. Wade and then did nothing. And let's not forget, it was the Democrats that facilitated 15 months of genocide in Palestine, peddling Israel's pinkwashing lies while sending them bombs to drop on innocent Palestinians, some of whom are queer and trans themselves. They're all queer people in Palestine, and we owe them and all Palestinians our solidarity. I, for one, am disgusted by the appropriation of my identity and my fight to justify genocide. Let us be crystal clear that the queer liberation struggle and the fight for Palestinian liberation are inextricably bound. We must vehemently oppose Israel's illegal occupation of Palestinian land. We must oppose genocide, no matter which political party is facilitating it. And we must continue to fight for a free Palestine, fueled by the unshakable belief that we will see a free Palestine in our lifetime. So the Democrats want to position themselves as the antidote to Trump and his billionaire agenda. But the Democrats are bought and paid for by the same corporate donors that bought Trump. They do not care about queer and trans lives. They only care about how they can weaponize our identities for their own political gain. The fact of the matter is that this capitalist system does not guarantee rights for any working class person, and it never will. Not even when those rights are written into laws. Just look at what this Trump administration has done to Mahmoud Khalil. Mahmoud Khalil, who has legal status in this country, who exercised the legal right to free speech and protest, who speaks out valiantly in opposition to the genocide of Palestine, and who played a central role in organizing student protests at Columbia, has been illegally detained on direct orders from the Trump administration. Shame. He was taken from New York to Louisiana, separated from his wife. He was 8 months pregnant after being forcibly detained in front of her with no explanation given. There is no legal basis for his detention. Mahmoud committed no crimes. Protesting genocide is not a crime. The threat to Mahmoud is a threat to all of us. Make no mistake, this administration wants us to sit down and shut up. And so the fight to free Mahmoud Khalil is a fight for all of us. Free Mahmoud. Trump thinks that he can strip us of our rights and scare us into silence. To this we say, we are not scared. In the face of this threat, we still stand here today and speak out for trans rights, for Palestinian liberation, for climate justice, for black liberation, and for a unified working class struggle. Yes. And we will fight tooth and nail to see Mahmoud released, return to his family, along with all the other people who have been violently detained by the Trump administration under this horrific attack on the immigrant community. As long as capitalism exists, it will feed power to the racist, ableist, xenophobic, transphobic rot in this society, because these are the tools with which the capitalist class maintains control on the reins of political power. Our struggles are linked by a common enemy. The fight for trans justice is the fight for climate justice, is the fight for Palestinian liberation, is the fight for immigrant rights, is the fight for black liberation, and on, and on, and on. This is the truth that the ruling class does not want us to know, because they know that the people united will never be defeated. Our fight did not begin today, and it does not end today either. We need to unite and build the collective strength necessary to win.
Yes.
And we can win. We will win. But we need everyone in this fight. We need to get organized. Join an organization, be it the Party for Socialism and Liberation or another revolutionary organization. But no matter what you do, be a part of this fight, not just today, but every day. Our resistance must be sustained from this moment until the moment of absolute victory. The capitalist class will never hand us a better future. It is up to us to take power back into the hands of working class people and make that future ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Our next speaker coming down is not only a member of Trans Spokane, but also from the Pride Alliance of Fairchild Air Force Base. Riley!
Thank you. I'm a bit nervous, so please bear with me. My name is Riley Marcotte, a technical sergeant in the United States Air Force. I am currently active duty, but I am probably going to be kicked out here in the next 6 months. I have served this country with pride, honor, and commitment. With the last 3 years here at Fairchild Air Force Base, since the end of the last transgender military ban, I have been actively and openly transitioning while continuing to fulfill my duty. Now I have to give the normal, hey, I'm not speaking for the Air Force, I'm not speaking on behalf of the Department of Defense or the United States Air Force. These views I share today are my own, shaped by my own experience, my own struggles, and my unwavering belief that the right of transgender people to live openly, serve proudly, and exist without fear. For the past 3 months, we have watched our rights, our dignity, and our very existence have been called into question and erased again. We have felt the weight of cruel rhetoric and executive orders designed to strip us of our place, to push us out of spaces we have fought to be in, to tell us that we are somehow unworthy and incapable. Let me be clear. We are still here, and I am still here. These past few months have been some of the hardest I've faced, not because of my ability to lead or even do my job, not because of my dedication, but because of relentless attacks from those in power who see my existence as nothing more than a political talking point. I am not a debate. I am not a distraction. I am a person, an American citizen, who has willingly given 12 years of my life to this country. And yet I have watched friends and colleagues question their futures, wondering if they will be able to keep doing the work that they love, or if they will be able to, or if they will be forced back into the closet or into the shadows or even thrown away. I have spent countless hours fighting battles that I should not have to fight, battles just to exist, battles just to keep doing my job, battles just to be treated the same, with the same respect as everyone else who wears the uniform. And yet, how many times do we must prove that we actually belong? How many times do we have to prove that we are not a threat to others? And yet, despite my 12 years of service, despite the policies that allowed trans people to exist more openly, we once again are being told that our place is conditional and can be erased with a stroke of a Sharpie. Yep. And that at any moment, someone in power could decide that our futures are no longer ours to control. This is not about policy. This is not about regulations or executive order. This is about our humanity. For the past 3 months, I have carried this weight. I have carried the weight of this fight in ways that are impossible to fully put into words. The anxiety of wondering not only if things will get worse, but when. The exhaustion of seeing my identity debated again and again by people who will never know me. My sacrifices, or what I mean, or what it means to live in this, live this life. The deep, unshakable pain of knowing that my hard work, my sacrifice, my very existence is seen as less valuable. Not because of what I have done, but because of who I am. It is isolating, dehumanizing. It is exhausting and unfair. And yet, I am still here. We are still here. Despite this, despite the fear, the uncertainty, the blatant disregard of our humanity, we continue to exist. We continue to fight. Trans and gender expressive people have always been here. We have always been a part of this country. We are leaders, we are mentors, workers, healers, innovators, and fighters. We do not just endure. We contribute. We strengthen. We uplift. We have always been here, and we will continue to be here. And no executive order, no hateful rhetoric, no attempt to erase us will ever change that. So I stand before you today, not in defeat, but in defiance. We cannot allow these policies and politics to break us and strip us of our power. We cannot let them win by making us feel small, isolated, or powerless, because we are not powerless. We have built communities. We have built support systems. We have fought for progress, and we will fight to keep that progress. We are not going anywhere. To those listening, whether you're trans, gender expansive, an ally, a friend, anywhere on the LGBTs. Wow, my brain just stopped. I apologize. On the spectrum, thank you. We'll use that word. When they come for one of us, they come for all of us. And just as we fought them before, we must fight and continue to fight again. But now I want to speak to those who are tired, to those who have carried this weight for too long and have been sacrificing themselves in this fight, like I have on base. If you need rest, rest. If you need to take a step back, take a step back. Take a knee, breathe, and know that you're not alone. This fight is not just yours to carry. We will carry it together, and we will not leave you behind. And when you're ready, when you can stand again, and when you can join us again, we will still be here fighting for all of us. We must find ways where we are heard. We must advocate. We must be louder than their hate, bolder than their bigotry, and more united than ever before. Because no matter what they do, no matter what laws they pass, no matter how hard they try to erase us, we will still be here. We will not be silent, because honor isn't dead. Not in me, not in you, not in us. Thank you.
About receive support from Boots Bakery and Lounge, specializing in vegan bistro fare and gluten-free baked goods. Located in the Saranac Commons, 19 West Main Street in Spokane. Open 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Sundays. Full menu and information at bootsbakery.com. Out and About receives support from the Northwest Museum of Arts and Culture. The MAC presents Samurai Sunrise Sunset through June 1st, 2025. This exhibition features armor, weaponry, and personal items of Japan's samurai class. Located at 2316 West 1st Avenue in Spokane's historic Browns Addition, more information is available at northwestmuseum.org.
Get ready to get loud in the library. KYRS, Thin Air Community Radio, Spokane Central Library, and Brick West Brewing bring you a night of powerhouse music. Saturday, April 26th, 7 p.m. at the KYRS Studios, 3rd floor, Spokane Central Library. Featuring Whack-A-Mole, a six-piece band fronted by American Idol finalist Amanda Dunn, delivering rock, Motown, funk, disco, whatever keeps the party going. Also featuring Eternal Jones, a dynamic rock and blues band packed with top-tier musicians, ripping guitar, funky rhythms, and killer saxophone solos. Admission is free. Enjoy beer, wine, and snacks while you soak in the sounds. Don't miss this electrifying night, Saturday, April 26th, 7 p.m. Get loud with us at Spokane Central Library.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Out and About. I am playing audio that KYRS's Linnea procured for me at the Gender Freedom March on March 22nd. But you know what happened is the batteries ran out of the recorder at one point. And you know who they ran out on? Yours truly. But I have my speech here and I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it for you. So let's, you know what? And I want to play a little bit of background. Why not some music? We can do a little music for this too. Let's see. Hi, my name is Maeve Griffith. I am a transgender woman, but that's not the main thing that I think about when I want to say who I am. I'm a retired fire captain for the city of Spokane. I'm also an Air Force veteran, grandparent, parent, and spouse. Like many of you here today, I never thought that I would have to publicly defend this little fact that I am transgender. My trans siblings, this is a very hard time for us. We are now the poster children for everything that our current fascist president and his enablers hate, and we are paying the price. But in some ways, things have never been better for us, and I will tell you why. Look around you. Look who is standing with us. Look who else is under attack by the same corrupt, lawless administration. We have never had so many allies: veterans, teachers, seniors, children, scientists, doctors, nurses, firefighters, immigrants, people of color, police officers, soldiers, workers, farmers, business owners. We are all standing together as these dark forces seek to harm us, dismantle democracy, rob us, and destroy our nation. LGBTQIA people have never had as many allies as we do now. Donald Trump and his demented band of dummies have done the impossible. They have united the most diverse group of patriots ever assembled against a common threat: them. Maybe it's time we look at why they hate us. To me, it's pretty simple. These pathetic people worship a felon, a traitor, an adjudicated rapist. And as out members of the LGBT community, we are the opposite of liars. We are people who tell the truth about ourselves, even when that truth has cost us so very much. They don't understand that. They don't get honor or honesty. And our honesty makes them feel even more ashamed of their cowardice and their dishonesty. They worship the Prince of Lies, whose administration every day does one dishonorable thing after another. And we are the opposite of that. I don't know about you, but it makes me happy to be hated by people like that. It means I'm doing something right. It's a sign that I'm acting honorably. Now's the time for all of us to act, and to act honorably. Let's make sure that we trans folks stand up for all the people I mentioned who now stand with us. March in their demonstrations. Offer them support. Who knows what world-changing forces will come out of our alliances together. Most importantly, only when you stand up for others will you feel the strength that you truly possess in yourself. Elon Musk has been blaming trans people for setting Teslas on fire, as if these cars need any help. But Elon isn't the only oligarch ally of Trump. What about the other cowardly billionaires? Billionaires who could have been heroes, but now have joined the traitors. You can use your power against them right now, peacefully and effectively. Divest. Don't give Jeff Bezos any more of your money. Stop your Amazon Prime membership. I did. And if I can do it, you can do it too. I used to get at least 3 shipments a week from Amazon. Ask my wife. Now I go to local merchants if I can. And whether I buy online or at a local store, I do a little research into what they have done in response to the Trump administration's attack on anti-discrimination policies. When you shop at local stores as a trans person, those local merchants get to see a trans person spending money in their stores, joking around with their employees, and just being a normal, nice person. There is nothing better you can do to advance gender freedom and acceptance of us than to just go about your daily life as a normal person engaged with your neighbors. I know, as a trans person, it's easier to get things in the mail, to stay hidden, to not risk, but we have to. And you can look around you right now and see the people who will be at your side at the first sign of trouble. We are not alone. I am seeing things I never thought I would see happen to my nation. It being destroyed not from war, but from the inside, as we watch our country abandon democracy and join with our enemies against the free world. We hear our elected leaders and one political party encourage us to turn our backs on our Constitution, on empathy, and on justice. It is easy to feel hopeless. I find hope in revisiting the touchstones in my life, reminders of how things were and how they should be. One of the ways I do this is by looking at the oaths I've taken in my life, in the Air Force, as a union member, my baptismal vows. All these give me strength and a guiding star and remind me of what was and what could be again. Find and revisit these touchstones in your life. Lastly, take care of yourselves. It's okay to be sad, to be angry at what these people are doing to us and to our nation. But if possible, do it in private. Don't let these pathetic people see you angry, sad, or hurt. Like a Star Trek episode, The Day of the Dove, Season 3, Episode 7, this is an evil entity that feeds off of your negative feelings. The fascists celebrate liberal tears, even when those tears are shed for them, for what they have become. Don't feed the imbeciles. It's not good for you or for them. Let's have fun. Fighting fascists should be fun. Get a good night's sleep. Watch what you eat and what you drink. Pray, meditate, work out, hang out with friends, enjoy the arts, create art. There's a reason why you are on this planet right now. You have a mission. Gray areas have clarified to black and white. Things are crystal clear. We will not be denied our rights. And America will not be denied a democratic future. We will accomplish this peacefully, but ruthlessly and without hesitation. Never forget that, without a doubt, all of us gathered here today are the good guys. That's what the history books will say. I'm thankful that I get to be a part of it. Let's join together and march on. Okay, that was me reading my bit because it got deleted, or it got, the batteries ran out in the microphone of the speeches that were being recorded. But I have the rest of the speeches, and I'm going to play those right now. So thank you, and here we go. Oh, looks like this one started, and I've got to rewind it. It looks like, yes. Okay, here we go.
I just want to say, when I first got here, I was originally just coming out here to stand as a trans woman proud with my fellow trans brothers, sisters, and everything in between. And then Maddie approached me and was like, hey, we know you're good with a microphone. You know, make this funny. Yeah, because I'm going to do my best to try to make this funny. Knock, knock. Who's there? Trans rights. Trans rights who? Don't take them away. Or I could get, like, observational humor with it, being like, oh, they want to claim that I'm trans because I'm mentally ill. No, those are completely unrelated. But I am glad I was able to get a few jokes out here, because I'll be honest, I have been spending the last 20, 30, however long since I've got here, trying to figure out what the heck I'm going to say. Because my job as a comedian is to be funny. My job is to make light of situations, and it's to make you laugh in a time when you really don't want to laugh. And I will not lie, even as a comedian, gosh, it's been a little hard to do that lately. And I'm being honest about this because I want to clarify something. A lot of people, and this is going to sound like cliche right out of like a young adult fiction, you know, I'm a good writer though, not JK. Bravery is not being unafraid. I want to say that again. Bravery is not being unafraid. Right now, if you look around, I guarantee a lot of us are scared. And that is okay to be scared. There is some scary stuff going on right now. I perform in Idaho occasionally. I haven't gone to the bathroom in months. Thank you for that. But when I bring this up mainly because I want to say three main messages, and they're the three distinct groups. The first one is going to be to my trans, queers, and LGBT groups. I know you guys are scared. I'm terrified too. But thank you for pushing on even though you're terrified. Because the longer we stand out here and the longer we say we're going to be here despite how scared we are, despite what you keep saying, and we're going to do it in a peaceful manner, that takes a lot of guts.
I used to tell any person that would go up to an open mic for the first time that getting on stage and talking in front of people is one of the most scary things you can do. And the reason is a microphone, no matter what you try to prepare, doesn't hide anything about who you are. It will just show it even louder. So to my LGBT community members, be each other's microphone, because you cannot be quiet right now. The second group, I know they're not here right now, and if they are here, for once they're good at shutting their mouth. But to those who have spoke out against us, who have spoke out against our rights to freedom, happiness, and everything in between, I want you to know, I don't think it's working. Because even though all of that is happening, there is, I don't know, 1,000+ people here screaming at the top of their lungs saying that they're not going to shut up. So even though I am no longer going to be respectful to that particular group of people, I want you to know I'm not going to shut up either. So that's my message to those people. And this last message is to the people that say that they are not on any side. Now, you hear, if you don't hear that, there are a few people already booing, because in my opinion, and a lot of people agree with me on this, not choosing a side is immediately choosing the side of evil. But to those people that have not chosen a side, a lot of times, a lot of people, including other comedians that I know, have told me, I have nothing to worry about, that they don't care, blah, 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 blah. And I've even had people ask me, why are we getting so loud right now? And I have a very, very particular reason why we're doing this, obviously. One, we all want to be alive. Feels like that's pretty obvious. Not only are we wanting to still be here and still be standing, but we want to be able to walk down the street, go grab a sandwich at Jimmy John's, and then go complain that our boss isn't paying us enough for that Jimmy John's sandwich. Not just for ourselves, we are also doing this for every single person that cannot be standing here with us today. That list is long, and it is getting longer, and we are not going to stop until that list stops getting longer. And selfishly, the reason I'm doing this is because I'm doing this for a struggling 12-year-old, 14-year-old kid that was living in North Dakota praying to whatever deity that it was just a phase, even though I knew it wasn't. Because I think that kid really could have used someone to give them a hug. I usually am not a big fan of censoring myself because I'm a huge, advocate for free speech. I kind of chose a whole career based off of it. And I want you to know that if you're standing, if you're just walking by and, confused of what's going on, just know that we're not just fighting for our own rights, we are fighting for every single person's rights. We're just saying trans rights because that's what they're going for first. And being able to hear all these honking horns, hearing that over any sort of bulk that would have been heard in any other time, I am just so proud to be trans. I am proud to be here, and I am proud to be a part of you. Do not shut up. Thank you, Jenny. Let's give a big round of applause for the Vice President of Spokane Pride, Cassandra! Hey, everybody. So, like some of our other people that have came and talked, I served in the Marine Corps for 20 years.
I fought in two wars in order to try to defend the rights of everybody within the borders of our country, right? Not just a few people, not just cis people, not just white people, everybody. And the people who claim to have a patent on liberty are the ones trying to strip the liberty from everybody in our country. What they're doing is slowly chipping away at the rights of trans people, the rights of anybody that's an immigrant, the rights of anybody that isn't white and isn't cis. The people that told me recently that, oh, you're going to be fine, they're not going to come, they're not going to do anything with your health care. Well, I get all my health care from the VA. And for the most part, it's been pretty good. However, I just got notified by my speech therapist because, you know, tried to do some voice training because, you know, I used to have a pretty deep voice. But I just got an email from her saying that all of our future meetings and appointments were canceled because the VA, according to the new VA secretary, it no longer is going to provide any gender-affirming care to trans people other than those of us that were already on HRT. No! As of the 17th of March, the policy with the VA is if you are diagnosed with gender dysphoria, they don't get... So, to those that said that they're not going to come for our health care and they're not going to come for us, well, they are. Just like the Nazis that they like to emulate, the first people that they came for was the trans and gay community. We can't allow them to get any one single group of us isolated so that they can attack one group. You have to remember that eventually they will get to your group. And if you didn't stand with those people, there's going to be nobody left to stand with you. So we're getting ready to line up for our little stroll down the road. And if everybody could start to get ready to go, that would be amazing. I'm pretty sure there's people to direct everybody where they're going. I think we're headed that way. Thank you, Cassandra.
Well, thanks, everybody, for listening to this episode that we basically just played audio that Linnea provided us from the Gender Freedom March on March 22nd, and there was an estimated 1,000 people there. I said, well, I don't think there's that many people, but then when we marched, and it was an incredible amount of people, and you can look at the video. I'll have a link to that more than likely on my show page that you can look at, and you can check out how many people were there. But it was a very supportive crowd. Like I said in my speech, we're not alone. We've never had more allies now because they're out to destroy everything. And we're just the tip of the iceberg. We're sort of how they got some people, weirdly enough, to vote for them, which I still don't understand why people that are about 0.3% of the population that really don't, most people have never even met a trans person, why that's such an affront to these people. But like I said in my speech, I think it's because we tell the truth, and it's a hard truth, and it's a truth that costs us, and they just don't understand that kind of honor. And maybe deep down they feel a little ashamed. I don't know. I'm not a psychologist, but that's probably what's going on. Anyway, so I'm going to sign us out of here. I've got about a minute left. Well, it's about 10 seconds before I can give my, we have to do station IDs 5 minutes before the hour or up to 5 minutes after the hour. And I'm so excited to do that for you here right now. You are listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM.
And now to
once again, my state's GOP hierarchy is leading the nation in creative ways to increase corporate power over people's rights. This time, lawmakers are rushing to protect corporate executives from legal challenges by their own shareholders. Their law would ban rank-and-file owners of corporate giants from suing their CEOs and other top officials for financial malfeasance. In particular, it's a heavy-handed attempt to prohibit shareholders from suing bosses who lavish shareholder funds on extravagant pay and luxury perks for themselves. But leave it to Lone Star Republicans to make a bad law worse. Indeed, they say they only want to bar suits by pesky small investors, people who own less than 3% of a corporation's stock. But that's a flimflam, since almost no one owns more than 3% of any big corporation. And the few who do are huge Wall Street operators and multi-billionaires, and they're not about to sue a fellow Richie for being greedy. So the Texas law would effectively institutionalize a corrupt, closed-loop protection racket, freeing self-serving executives from internal accountability. Speaking of corrupt, who wrote this boondoggle? It's sponsored by Dustin Burroughs, the top official of the Texas House, but he doesn't write bills. He totes bills written by big campaign donors, corporate lobbyists, and right-wing extremists. In this case, he's working for all three. This is Jim Hightower saying, Burroughs brags that his scam will be a boon for our state because it'll prompt CEOs everywhere to move their corporations here to take advantage of this law. Sure, corporations up to no good. Who needs them? And if they set a precedent in Texas, I guarantee you they'll be pushing it in your state next. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is made possible by you subscribers to Jim Hightower's Lowdown on Substack. Find us at jimhightower.substack.com.
Hi, this is Owen.
Spencer.
Rylan.
And Jesse of Acrasia, and you're listening to
KYRS.
Medical Lake in Spokane at 88.1 and 92.3 FM.
Thin Air Radio!
KYRS Medical Lake and K222BG Dartford,
88.1 FM and 92.3 FM, Thin Air Community Radio.
The following program was pre-recorded.